You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Great time of year as we've got playoff baseball almost every single day. It's a perfect time to go to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And Tony, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get to the playoffs, though, I do have a question for you. You obviously are part of Padres Radio, so you're very close to that team. Mike Schilt retires. Ryan Flaherty, part of that staff. There is a conversation in these parts that the Orioles are going to talk to Ryan Flaherty about their open managerial job. Your thoughts on Flaherty as a potential manager? Do you think he's going to be the next guy in San Diego? What do you think of Ryan Flaherty?
I love Ryan. I think he's one of the more brighter baseball minds we have. I think he gets the new generational player. And I know that, you know, it's said that he's one of A.J. Preller's favorites. So yeah. I don't know if he'll be the next guy. But I would have to imagine he's certainly going to be in contention to be the next guy.
I have a sort of a philosophical question just about managerial searches in general. And I think we, even in the NFL, where everything is supposed to be super top secret, there's a lot of teams that will put out a tweet after they interviewed somebody and, you know, acknowledge it or whatever. It seems to become a little bit more of the norm. And I don't know what teams really have by trying to hide it. Like, you've got an open position, yeah. And if you have a chance to talk to the best and the brightest, right? It's not an industry secret. The Orioles' job's been open since they fired Brandon Hyde in May, and they haven't acknowledged anything about this.
Right. You know, and Luis Rojas.
They didn't announce it, and they haven't confirmed it. Other people reported it. But I guess if you've got a credibility gap and your fan base is kind of looking at you having trouble believing what you're saying, do you think there's anything to be gained by trying to do this work in complete and utter darkness?
No. I've never really understood that. But that is how most teams operate, as if, you know, no one knows that, you know, these are the top-tier candidates out there. And so it's always been a little bit confusing to me. I think from the Padres standpoint, they've bought themselves some time, and they bought themselves some equity in terms of fans believing them, because – you know, going back when this process started, they pretty much told the fans, listen, we're not going to be very good for 5 years. And then once that rolls around, we'll start to spin. And they've held to that. Yes. And so I think it garners a little bit of trust from the fan base in terms of being top secret in terms of who you're interviewing. I'm sure some names will leak out, as they always do. But, yeah, it's always been something that I find quite strange, that a lot of teams operate with the kind of secrecy that they do in terms of an open position that everybody knows is open.
Well, let's get to the playoffs last night, Tony. Blue Jays offense erupted after being rather quiet the first couple of games. But I wanted to start with Shane Bieber, where he got shelled in his prior start against the Yankees. He walked Rosarena to begin his start and then gave up the bomb to Julio a couple batters later. But then settle in after that point. Yeah. Just how impressed were you with Bieber rebounding?
I was super impressed. You know, After watching the first two games and how those went, you thought immediately the Blue Jays are in deep trouble. But as you said, he settled in. And that's been part of the playoffs this year that I've enjoyed is seeing starting pitching kind of, you know, reemerge in some ways, right? We saw Snell. We saw Yamamoto. We saw Miller the first game of this series give up the solo shot early and then settle in and throw the ball well. Bieber was very much the same. He really kept those guys off balance. His breaking ball command was exceptional. And, you know, they got themselves right back in this series with that win.
Talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Tony, you just alluded to the Dodgers, and they get 8 scoreless from Blake Snell. They get a complete game, only 1 run from Yamamoto. Got Glasnow going tonight, and I guess Ohtani in game 4. Well, some old school starting pitching, and do you think this series is over?
My heart wants to say no, it's not, but my brain is saying yes, it is. I mean, you just kind of ran through it. You got Glasnow, who's thrown the ball extremely well. Ohtani's been terrific as well, as they've kind of started to take the reins off of him. I thought, you know, the Brewers' best shot was after game 1, right? Blake Snell throws the 8. I'm thinking Yamamoto might be the guy you can get, and he basically says, hold my beer, I'll go a full 9 complete game. And it doesn't get any easier, you know. I know from the Brewers' standpoint, they're going to have to find a way. And listen, it's easier said than done, but it is the task at hand, right? You're going to have to – I thought, especially in that Yamamoto start, they chased a lot of balls out of the zone. He was running that sinker in off the plate to righties. He was dropping that split in off the plate to righties, and they just kept offering it. You have to do the same type of job the Dodgers force you to do, which is get you in the zone. If they get you in the zone, you have a different ballgame. You got a shot. But when you're facing the caliber of these pitchers and you're giving them help, it's set up to be a long night.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to extrapolate this whole thing forward. And I know I've been someone who's kind of hoping that, honestly, that the Dodgers don't turn into a mini dynasty. And so I've asked you many times this along the course of this season, are the Dodgers vulnerable? But now I find myself wondering if they're able to make this a short series and set their staff up the way they want ahead of time for the World Series, if they might not have too many, like if they might only have like 6 more baseball games to play this year or something like that.
It's looking that way.
Like
right.
It feels inevitable, no?
It does. I mean, and listen, we had those conversations throughout the year, and it was all predicated off of the starters not really being healthy and the bullpen having to kind of shoulder the load, or they kind of patchworking the starting rotation. Once they got healthy and those guys started getting innings under them, you could kind of see it coming. And I think, you know, Blake Snell is just phenomenal. I've always thought he has had pound for pound like the best stuff in baseball. Now he's in the zone more, and that just makes him really, really tough to deal with. And then you follow that with Yamamoto, who is, I think, pitching with great confidence. Glasnow throwing the ball well. And Ohtani, quite frankly, is really just scratching the surface. They really haven't let him fully go yet. And so, yes, they are set up. And you know what? They didn't panic. When all that stuff was going on during the regular season, they had a plan. And, you know, it doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes in Major League Baseball, a plan comes together perfectly. It looks like that's what's happening for the Dodgers right now.
Tony, I wanted to go back to the Blue Jays. Vladdy's having a phenomenal postseason, but something that we've talked about on this show for years in regards to the Orioles is having that veteran bat in the lineup that's been there, done that. And I'm talking about George Springer, who's played in multiple World Series. He's that vet. He's having a really strong postseason as well. Just how important is it to have that type of guy in your lineup?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think it's vital. I don't mind having one or two guys like that in your lineup, because, you know, as young as a team like the Blue Jays is in terms of their core guys, as putting aside Springer, you know, there's not a lot of postseason experience. And so when you have a guy that, especially at the top of the lineup, that is literally setting the tone for everybody every night, you get a chance to see it. I think there's some carryover in that. I think whether it's verbally through, you know, talking at it or just watching, you pick up on things that guys like George Springer does with his at-bats and how he puts them together. And so I think it's fine. I think the Orioles kind of are learning that kind of the hard way, right? They had this extremely young core of players that are uber talented, but they didn't have that veteran bat. And when it came to postseason time, it would show itself. And, you know, you get into a rut like they did this year with a bunch of young guys, it's even harder to kind of pull yourself and get yourself going offensively. I think it's one of the missing pieces, not just on the offensive side, but also in the rotation, having guys like that a young staff can kind of bounce things off of, I think can help developing those guys in a much faster way.
Correct me if I'm wrong, sir, but I believe you may be heading to these parts in about 6 weeks for a fundraising event with Adam Jones at Baltimore Urban Baseball Association. Am I correct about that?
I am possibly coming.
Okay.
I haven't been able to quite confirm it yet, but yes, I'm possibly be down there.
Obviously, you've done a lot of work in the San Diego area with trying to get a game that's become increasingly suburban and expensive, getting kids in cities access to it. Just could you enlighten people a little bit about what that mission's been like and maybe how far we still have to go as a sort of baseball-loving country?
I think we got a tremendous amount of ways to go. However, you are starting to see baseball back in the urban communities a lot more than it has. And I think sports in general is becoming too expensive across the board at the youth level. And, you know, it's been difficult, especially in the beginning, as it seemed like you were almost kind of having to reintroduce the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, especially in the last 3 years, Major League Baseball has done a much better job of being more visual in those communities. And I think social media has certainly helped kind of be able to reach some of those corners that I think were kind of being forgotten about. So, I mean, listen, it's still a mission that, as I said, has a lot of work to be done. But I do start to feel like we're making progress. You're starting to see more players of color pop up.
Yeah.
Not only at the big league level, but you're starting to see them filter through the minor leagues and into colleges, which is also leaves some room for improvement as well. But I'm being encouraged here the last 3 or 4 years that we're starting to move in the right direction.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great,
thank
man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. When we come back, we've got a baseball. We got an NFL football game tonight. We got college football. There's a lot going on. It's a perfect time for Beltway Ben Hall. Want to bet next here on The Fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.